served in Germany, this music is yours. The sounds in this album are yours. These songs you sang, these people you knew, these weapons you manned, these streets you walked, these beer halls you survived. Because for a part of your life, Germany was home. This Germany, a GI's Germany. You are on that train again, on pass, on that familiar ride from Kasern to city. Remember? From your window, you watch the German countryside speed by. The patchwork of small, neat fields, the tree farms, dressed right and covered down, the rolling hills and cobblestoned roads, the villages, gray, snug, old, alike. The cities were different, robust, alive. You sense it in the excitement of the Bahnhof with its goulash of sounds and languages.
Als Zug nach Freiburg über Darmstadt, Mannheim, Karlsruhe, Abfahrt 19:40 Uhr, Gleis 11. Nach Schnellverkehrszug nach Bad Homburg, Abfahrt 19:41 Uhr.
You walk out into the streets of Germany. Noisy, narrow, jammed with vehicles of every description. And behind the wheel, that madman of Europe, the German driver. And the sidewalks, remember? Crowded with the walkingest people in the world. The signs you couldn't read. The smells from the Bratwurst stands. The cries of the news vendors. And the enlistment talk for the instant lottery. Step right up and win 1,000 Deutschmarks. Never happened, GI.
Wieder einer für 1,000! 1,000! Pfennig!
If you sought the face of Germany, you and your camera found it everywhere. In the fountains that populated every city park and village square. F11 at 1/100. Got it. In the castles and cathedrals, old before America. F8 at 1/50. Got it. And in the new, everywhere, the sights and sounds of Germany building. F11 at 1/100. Got it. And if you tired of pursuing Germany by foot, you took your culture sitting down on a sightseeing tour by bus. 36, 26, 36. Got her.
And on the left now, the old city hall from the 15th century. Please have a look in the middle of the tower, the chimes. Spielt jeden Tag 11 Uhr 10 Minuten lang. Plays every day only at 11 o'clock and 10 minutes long.
And if you were lucky, Germany came to you. Winefest, carnival, holiday. Any excuse for a parade.
Oh,
evening brought new pleasures. Perhaps the beauty of an open-air concert amid the spell of a German summer night. And then there were the concerts the other guys went to. Texas Bar, Dolly's Bar, Dixie Bar, Maxim Bar. Step out of any Bahnhof and take 100 steps in any direction. Friendly? You better believe it, G.I. Your kind of people never happen, G.I. Here's another ambush for the homesick G.I. A German movie theater showing an American Western. You find your seat just in time. Gregory Peck has the drop on the bad guy. Peck's eyes narrow, his jaw flexes, his mouth opens. What?
Lassen Sie mich laufen, bitte, ich bitte Sie. Ich habe ein kleines Kind. Lassen Sie mich laufen, ich will alles tun, was Sie verlangen.
Ihr wart es. Ihr vier, ihr wart es.
If you searched for the heart of Germany, you found part of it in the small, out-of-the-way guesthouses, where the gentle music and song of another time still persist. The zither player, the Bavarian Jodler.
Gasthaus zu euch, das bloß muss ich springen. Das ist ja so zünft, das ist ja so rein. Und Burmers sind kreiz, wie voll lauter frei. Den Sresel vom Wolzhof, Jodl, ja heil. Den Sresel vom Wolzhof, Jodl, ja heil.
Heartbeat of Germany is here. Take 1,000 Germans, mix slowly with 4,000 beers, shake vigorously with a big Bavarian brass band, and presto, Gemütlichkeit. You are back again with the beer, music, and mitsingers of the German Beer Hall.
Thank you.
pass ends. And amidst the lonely, far from America sounds of German rain, late night traffic, a distant bell, you begin the long trip back to the Kasern. Tomorrow belongs to other sounds. An Air Force jet splits the German sky with the sound of combat readiness. They called you the most combat-ready troops anywhere. But you were too busy to take a bow. Too busy training. In the caserns, on the airfields, in the mud, snow, or dust of Grafenwehr, Wildflecken, Hohenfels, and 1,000 alert areas. Summer and winter, FTX and alert. Day and night. Training, training, training.
Are you ready on the right? Are you ready on the left? All ready on the firing line. Watch your target.
Let's go, number
19. 25 push-ups, zone of position. Get out!
Sounds which stick in your mind. The sound of those long, numbing rides in the back of a deuce and a half. Or the German rain bombarding your helmet. Or the sounds of your combat boots in the German snow. The training was hard. The training was endless. that if you ever questioned its purpose or wondered why you were in Germany, the words of a fallen commander-in-chief remain. President John Fitzgerald Kennedy at Hanau, Germany, June 1963.
I want to express my special thanks to my countrymen who served the United States over 3,500 miles from our own shores. Never in history has a country had so many of its sons serving so far away from their own land in a time of danger, not for the purpose of conquest, but for the purpose of freedom. Stretching all around the globe, there are Americans on duty who help maintain the freedom of dozens of countries who might now be engulfed if it were not for this long, thin line which occupies such a position of responsibility, guarding so many gates where the enemy campfires in some cases can be seen from the top of the wall. We take the greatest pride in this record, and I want to express the thanks of the American people to the members of this division and corps and to their families who also serve far away from home. And I hope that 180 million Americans and millions of others who sleep peacefully at night know that it's because you stand in this field. Your ability to sustain yourselves ensures the peace. We maintain the peace by preparing for adversity. And your willingness to serve here, members of the Air Force who are stationed on 100 different airfields, ships of our Navy far out of sight of land, help protect the peace and the freedom. So I do not think it amiss that we take some satisfaction in this record. We thank you especially for undertaking the burdensome tasks that sometimes go with peacetime military service. I have quoted before and quote now an old poem, which I don't think is true in this case, which says that God and the soldier all men adore in time of danger and not before. The danger passed and all things righted, God and the soldier. God is forgotten and the old soldier slighted. In these days, we depend upon God, and we also depend upon our soldiers. We thank you.
If you were in uniform when John Kennedy died, suddenly there was a man gone from your squad. And if you were in Germany, you felt a nation mourn with you. Germany spoke with its bells.